I understand, Mr. Prisbilla, financials, money does come into play in these situations. What we would like to see all is a completed project presented to us, but that's hundreds of thousands of dollars in plans and architectural renderings for a bet. Is it going to come? Okay, it's like playing craps. So I understand your position here. I also want to understand that, yes, we're going to take a vote, that this is also a recommendation to the Common Council. And so do I have a motion on this matter?
Or? I just wanted to follow up on some things that Commissioner Haley mentioned. Joel, but even, I mean, regardless of the rezoning, I think Kevin's points were well made. But regardless of the zoning, they'll still have to go through, whether it's R3 or R2, they're still going to have, they have the same problems to a certain extent, even with the larger lot size. They'll still have to come back to us. So any developer who comes forward with anything is going to have some of the same issues. I guess I'd direct that at Commissioner Haley, because they still have the poor soils, they still have the drainage issue, even they'd have less drainage because they'd have less impervious surfaces, but they still have some of the same issues. So we're kind of caught, it seems, in a catch-22, trying to have a developer come forward to think of a plan to develop it, when under the current zoning, they could come forward, but under this zoning, they're looking for a more financially solvent, apparently, way of moving forward. I'm uncomfortable with that. I want to know that we have some ability to control how that stormwater is coming up, and it's difficult to do that when we don't know the plan, we don't know the street. And I'm concerned about that cul-de-sac, because I was on the commission 10 years ago when this came up, and it didn't go through. So,
Mr. Dito.
The city still has to control at the subdivision plan stage. If the Common Council doesn't like the stormwater management plan or thinks it's inadequate, those are grounds for denying a subdivision plan.
And I'm seeing, he said, a maximum of 24 lots. If we have these issues, as Commissioner Haley pointed out, and we have to do something with the street, maybe turn the street or do something else, they're going to lose more lots. So likely you go from 24 to fewer than that, and it becomes perhaps financially not viable, or there will be issues in that fashion as well. Is that correct?
Yes, although if that was the case, it would be similar to the situation that's adjacent to this area now. You know, all the lots that are zoned R2 are bigger than the minimum R2. All the lots on the other side of North Cape that are zoned R3 are bigger. So it would still fit within the character of the community if you get smaller lots. It's just up to the owner and developer to decide, can he financially be able to do it?
Well, are you making smaller lots or are you making bigger lots with...
I think you meant fewer lots.
Yeah, fewer lots.
So you're going to have fewer lots, but they could end up be larger?
Yes.
Correct. And then, I mean, so what we're being asked to do is to change the zoning, so then he will take the next step to move forward. That there's enough layers that will come into play that the project could be changed if the soil conditions. You've got to work out a situation with water and drainage. You've got to come up with answers with the stub road. So there's a lot of things that have to be done yet. But they want to know if we are going to at least allow them to take that next step.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Haley.
And if I just may.
Can I speak?
No, you can't, sir.
If I just may, by means of follow-up.
Not be derelict in your duties here. Call the will of the people. I have other people looking at this project.
Well, excuse me, sir. You have to mind and be courteous of the organization that is trying to conduct business. Mr. Haley.
Steve Olson wasn't last week.
My observation, and I mentioned this at the last meeting, this is a 10-year-old proposal. You weren't the ones bringing it forward. This has similarities. We can't lump the two into the same category. It would seem to me that the fact that you're asking for the rezoning means that there's a need financially to get a little bit greater density out of it. and I understand the expense of developing plans. I'm not suggesting for a minute that you come in here with detailed construction plans, but right now nobody's even looked at the grading, or at least it's not showing on the paper. What I would have expected to happen in the last 10 years or in the last couple of weeks was to just take a few hours, some staff time to flesh this stuff out and see if you can't take it to the next level. What you seem adamant on is the zoning has to happen first, and then you'll do that thinking. And you may go through that process only to find out, gee, maybe we can really only fit 15 lots in there. Then you've got a non-viable project, and the property owner has something that's been rezoned that doesn't work for anybody. So someone else in the future, if they pick up the project, is going to have to unzone it and change it to something meaningful. So, and I understand there's answers to all this. Your concern about spending a lot of money on design up front, valid. I understand it. But the point is, there's some very simple feasibility things that I think can and should be done with the site to look at it and find out what its carrying capacity is. How many lots will it fit? It seems what I'm hearing is the only way that the project works financially is in the 20 to 24 lot range. That just may not, we don't know. So that's all I'm saying. I don't want to belabor it. There are answers that we could have right now that I think would give myself and potentially others greater comfort with moving forward. And that's what I was kind of hoping would happen in the last several weeks. I think that's why this commission has to lay it over so we could get a little bit more. We've got nothing new.
There is a majority of that work that's been done before you saw the zoning application the first time, and there's been a majority of that work done since that time. It's just not submitted. It's not submitted with a rezoning application. But it is something that's been reviewed within the project team and with the developer as we've looked at developing a concept plan that shows changes from what was presented 10 years ago to address some of the issues that stopped that project, not just from a technical design perspective, but also, frankly, the rezoning. So I think you will notice when you look at that concept plan that there is considerable effort that's been put into date on this parcel. It's just not typically submitted with your rezoning.
It would give me comfort to see that.
Is that data available?
Sure. I mean, it's ready to come in with a rezoning towards a preliminary plat submittal. It's just that there's some unfortunate history with this property.
Oh, true, and we're trying to stay away from that unfortunate situation.
And we appreciate that. And there's been, like I said, there's been considerable discussion, from the wetland side, from the soil side, from the stormwater side, from the lot layout side, the road layout perspective, tree preservation, easements that exist for MMSD, and conservation areas along the perimeter of the site. There's been a tremendous amount of work done. It's just not provided as part of a rezoning act.
Is that what you're typically used to doing?
No, we would not have taken this project to this extent if we didn't think that there was a good chance of making it a viable project.
So, all those issues that you just brought up, you
overcome them.
But you haven't figured out a way to overcome them yet?
Most of them, yes. The one, in my opinion, that still lays out there to be dealt with is that cul-de-sac. The
okay.
Rest of them we feel pretty confident we can deal with.
And Mr. Deedle, cul-de-sac length. We've got several cul-de-sacs that exceed the 800-foot length in this city. So
yes. They'd have to apply for a variance and obtain it.
You granted them prior.
That's correct.
Right.
So
we're aware of that as well.
So that's not really that much of an issue. I think what the council is like would like to hear is how you're going to address the drainage.
Well, sure. So from a stormwater perspective, right now the intent is to put a pond just east of the west line on the north property line. There's an MMSD sewer easement there that provides us some access to get to the creek to the north, either via direct access or going west. There's also the opportunity to come east. We have a stormwater pond laid out in the northeast corner of the site in the concept plan, if you look at that closely. There's an opportunity to bring stormwater forward to St. Martin's Road and access that creek there via public right-of-way. So there's some additional storm sewer that gets constructed to provide 100-year relief routes to a stormwater pond, regardless of where they're put on this property, and direct access to that creek.
How about the hydrology reports on the soils, borders?
Sure. So there was a wetland report done 10 years ago. We've had an assured wetland delineator out here that Dave and I, Rick and I have worked with personally for 20 years. He's an assured wetland delineator for the state. We've walked this property together. He's a good personal friend of mine, and we do not feel that the conditions have changed in the last 10 years. The parcel continues to be agriculturally tilled, and the hydric soils that are there are, as you see in the aerial photograph, are not showing up in the forms of staining that we would typically associate with farmed wetlands. We've also pulled the NRCS crop slides from Eden Grove, and they are clean.
Okay.
There's no prior converted on this site. So from a wetland perspective, we're clean. And we expect that we're going to be clean. If not cleaner than we were 10 years ago.
Okay. Well, Mr. Haley.
And I don't want to get argumentative, but there's a big strip of blount silt loam running right down the middle of this parcel, and that's a hydric soil.
Sure,
wetland or no wetland, it's still hydric. It's wet. That's not a good place to put any buildings.
Well, absolutely, and that's something that we're very familiar with, dealing with both the 2-foot clearance from the basements. That's the reason the site has got two ponds on it, because it's going to be real easy to pop up the middle and maintain that clearance to that hydric soil unit. Move the soils that aren't hydric into that unit and build something. We've done it all over the city of Franklin. That soil exists all over Franklin. And we've got lots of homes sitting on it. But it is a hydric soil that can be difficult, particularly during construction.
So your intentions are is to have 2, 4, and 8-foot exposures?
I think we'll see how that lays out. I think there, because of the grading that's going to need to happen on here, I do expect we will see some exposures.
Okay.
I don't think we'll see any fulls. It's too flat a site.
Okay.
But I think we'll see partials.
Okay. Any other questions from the two experienced land people? Nope, not seeing any. Are we ready to take this matter up? And I would be looking for a motion on this matter in regards to the rezoning. I do have a motion here that has been prepared. It's a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone a certain parcel of land from R2 Estate Single Family Resident District to R3 Suburban Estate Single Family Resident District, parentheses 7543 South North Cape Road, approximately 18.35 acres. Do I have a motion on this matter?
I'll make that motion.
Do I have a second? I'll second that matter. Having a first and second, we'll take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Against?
No.
No.
The vote going to the Common Council is 2 in favor, 2 against, and 3 absent. That issue is over. So we'll see you at the next Common Council meeting.
Thank you.
That is correct. It goes to the Common Council for the official vote. The Common Council makes all the major decisions.
Okay, and then when do they vote on that, please?
This will be at our next Common Council meeting, which is the first Tuesday in September, so
September 5th.
September 5th.
September 5th,
you yes. Yes. Thank you. Have a great evening, you guys. Item D2, American Transmission Company, LLC, Temporary Construction Layout Yard Project. Mr. Deedle, do you want to give us a quick recap?
Sure. As the materials indicate and as the applicant has requested, they would like to have a, they call it a lay-down yard. I would have called it a staging area. But anyway, they would like to use the majority of that existing parking lot at the former Golf Dome to store their equipment and vehicles as they replace and repair the transmission towers between Oak Creek and Franklin. So as a temporary use, that's the avenue they've asked for. The maximum they can get is 90 days. They have indicated they might be coming back to ask for a UDO text amendment to change that temporary use maximum from 90 days to something larger. But that'll be a separate step, and that would also, so the temporary use is the final decision could come from the Plan Commission. Staff's recommending approval.
And it appears that it's going to be held all on the paved surfaces?
Correct. So it appears there'll be little or no erosion problems, no dirt problems, but who knows, trucks that go to Oak Creek to do the work come back, it could be messy. So we have that condition in there, just a generic condition. They have to keep the roads clean.
Okay.
Just a quick question, Joel. How do they plan to do that?
I mean, not Haley.
How are they? We didn't specify, and I don't know if they're specifying. We're probably going to have to wait and see.
Can we add conditions such as road cleaning of a certain? You know, if we notice, we could ask for road cleaning or road sweepers to be present once a week, twice a week.
The applicant in their project narrative did state that a street sweeper will be available as necessary.
Yes.
I saw that. As necessary can be once a month, whenever. Can we specify we want it done at a certain time interval? City attorney?
It's a policy decision. Perhaps the condition will be, if the engineering department has time to survey, determined reasonably necessary and when so directed by the city engineer.
City engineer?
I would say we would treat this like most other construction projects. You know, if we know something on the road, then we call and smack their wrist a little bit. But the people that know that they have a problem take care of it. Otherwise, we get involved. So if it's multiple times a day, it's multiple times a day. If it's once a month, it's once a month. So.
Okay.
Seeing no other questions, do I have a motion? I have a motion here to read. A motion to approve a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a temporary use for a construction layout yard for American Transmission Company, LLC, Electric Transmission Communication Facility Upgrade Project upon property located at 11027 South 27th Street and South County Line Road.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Against? None. The vote is 4 in favor. None against. 3 absent. Item. No, not this one. This one is done.
We will send you something, probably an email, and you still will want to touch base with the building inspection department to make sure you don't get anything from them. And I don't think you need anything from engineering. You're not disturbing the soil here. So I think it's just the building inspection department that you want to follow up with, and then we'll shoot you an email.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And you have her email?
Yep.
Okay. Great. Super. Thank you. Have a great evening. Item 3, James Ritchie. Yeah. Land combination. Land combination application by James Ritchie for combining two adjacent parcels into one parcel on South 68th Street of Root River Drive and west of Highland Drive, specifically the 3236 South 68th Street, etc. Joel, do you want to, or Nick, who's going to give us a quick...
I'll start. Nick will kick me in the leg if I get something wrong.
Okay.
So as you can tell, the property has an existing house on it now, 7236, and they want to combine with the one to the north that's all wooded. Two separate parcels owned by the same person, that's how they can do a land combination. And on that wooded parcel, they would like to build a garage. They can't build a garage in that parcel because it doesn't have a principal structure. So that's why they need to combine the two into one. And then they're also going to be asking for a variance because they want to put it in front of the house, but that's a separate step they'll have to do. It is similar to what they've previously done. They did combine with a parcel to the south and build the existing garage that you see there. They want to do the same thing here. The only other thing I would note is obviously it's a wooded parcel, but it's a lot of records, so the natural resource standards don't apply. Okay. So they only have to deal with normal building inspection issues. And then the land combination does have to go to Common Council for final approval.
So this isn't very visible to the street?
It probably won't be. I don't know if we know what his plans are for how many trees he's going to cut down, but hopefully he would leave the ones in front, and it would not be visible, but I don't know that for sure.
I see the alderman of the district. Mr. Barber, have you spoken to the individual, and are you in favor of this?
I am in favor of the nomination. I've spoken to the individual. He has done many improvements to that property since he's bought it. I do believe he likes to keep the trees in place because that's one of the reasons he bought the land. I don't think he's going to cut down any more than necessary. It's just a process of him further improving the parcel.
Okay.
He's done a lot of investment in and a lot of improvements to already. So I'm in favor of it because I think it would improve the whole parcel without any detriment to the neighbors.
I guess an individual can't have too many garages. City attorney.
Engineer.
Or city. So, yeah,
well, you got a promotion.
How about, yeah, you got a promotion.
More demotion, depending on how you look at it.
That's a lot of work. For
the record, it's a city engineer.
Won't be that guy. I was hoping the applicant would be here because if they make it all one parcel, notice that the existing parcel with the house already has two entrances on it, so he'll have to come to my office and ask for a variance for a third, and he'll have a really good convincing reasons why we should have three drives for one parcel. So I would sure like to make sure that I would encourage him to try to figure out how to not put another drive entrance off of 68th Street. So.
Okay. Mr. Deedle.
Nick mentioned that he's going to try not to do that. He's going to try to connect to the existing driveway.
Good.
Okay.
The driveway is big enough to allow for that.
Okay, thank you.
I think you did that purpose.
Seeing no other questions, I've got a motion on the James Ritchie land combination. A motion to recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving a land combination for tax key number 757-9990-001 and 757-9989-000, 7236 South 68th Street and 7232 South 68th Street. Do I have a motion?
So move.
Second.
Hearing a first and second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Against? The vote is 4 in favor, 0 against, and 3 absent. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Meeting's adjourned.